Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. It is Friday, May 31st, 2013. We're going to have some wonderful healings for you tonight. We are accepting calls. I'll be discussing on what subjects in a moment, but meantime, let's first say hello to Ron Amatron.
Hi, everybody. So let's energize the light beam. So just scroll down on the VBS page or go to creationlightship.com, find the light beam on the home page there, and we're going to energize it now. And you may feel your room change a little bit. Might feel like the densities have left. Might feel a little bit lighter. You'll be in peace energy. And the light beam will normally change color slightly on your monitor screen. And the eyes might get brighter. So, you know, this is what all people have mentioned, and it's real obvious when you see it. So just kind of watch, and here we go. So we'll bring in the male energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And I want to remind everyone that if you have any questions or comments, you may send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Also, for any new listeners we might have online, Ron's website is creationlightship.com. Ron does wonderful healings, and he's preparing all of us for ascension and getting rid of the junk that we carry around with us on this planet. So I have several things already on CLS questions, Ron, that I wanted to go through. But I wanted to start tonight by saying that in addition to emails, and of course you can put things on the fast chat, we would be happy to receive any calls. We would particularly be interested in testimonials about some of the healings that Ron has given away recently. Last week, he gave away the negativity clearing, and I would like to just talk about that one first. This was on the Sunday call for everyone who participated in the 8-hour calls, and it's a whole life clearing, so thank you again, Ron. It's wonderful. And then you can put in incidences that you want cleared, and I think it would be very interesting to hear what people are coming up with for that, because we are full of a lot of negativity, and I would love some of that and some testimonials from people who have already done the negativity clearing. And perhaps we could do a quick sample of that, Ron. Would that be possible?
Well, yeah, we can try that. So we also had a VBS program in June of last year, I believe, almost a year old, that we did also. I don't know what day it was, but I believe it was maybe the first part of June. But anyway, here we go. Think of an object that you have had in your life that held negative stuff on it. I think for some of you that maybe have been in a relationship and you're thinking about that wedding ring, and when you think about that person, you sometimes may not think too highly of them, and you maybe still have the wedding ring, or maybe you just saw it as like a ball and chain sort of, and now you got rid of it. But did you get rid of the energy? It's still on your finger. So only reason why I bring that up is I just did a clearing in New York quite a while ago, and a man had a wedding ring on, and I was using a pendulum to attract attention for people to come over. And when I put the pendulum over his wrist and hand and palm, there was no energy there on the one side where the wedding ring was. The other side had really good energy, so I saw the ring instantly. I go, well, why don't you take the ring off? He goes, well, I just got married. And he took the ring off, and all of a sudden the energy came back. And then he asked me the stupid question is, gee, do you think I should be married? No, I don't. I said, well, it's cutting off the energy, you know? And, you know, it's pretty obvious to everybody watching. But anyway, that's why I brought that one up. Maybe you got something given to you, like maybe, heaven forbid, we'll say a shrunken skull or something like that, or maybe you have a rabbit's foot. Just think of the trauma of the poor rabbit, you know, if it was living and that happened. You know, it's still going to carry the energy. Or anything else that you may have. Maybe you got a horseshoe that a horse had on, and maybe the horse had an ankle problem or something. And that energy now is in that horseshoe, but you think it's for good luck. So think of something, and we'll take away the negative energy on it. This is what the clearing does, and much more than this year. So here we go. But you have to think of something, or just put it in front of you, and maybe you want to hold it as I clear the energy. So maybe I'll give you about a minute to find something. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ann. Let people get their favorite object here that maybe they don't want to, you know, didn't know that it has negative energy on it, or well, if they do know that, maybe they got to now go find it. So I'll just turn it over to you for a minute.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And I have a question on that subject. I am divorced, and I, you know, for many, many years, but I had a ring with a stone in it, a sapphire, and I found it years after I was divorced, and I thought, well, you know, this is a pretty ring. You know, I don't need to get rid of this. I always liked that stone, and I put it on my finger, and within, I mean, not even 5 minutes, probably within seconds, it started to hurt, and my whole finger got in so much pain just from putting that ring on. Now, do you, obviously, I'm just backing up what you said about how things can hold on to energy. Do you think I should still clear that, having had that happen to me, even though that was probably 10 years ago now?
Yeah, if you still have it, yeah, I would do that.
No, so, I don't have it anymore. I gave it away.
Okay, well, then, now look at your finger, or check out your finger, and we're going to clear that energy because that object brought the energy to you, and it still could be on your finger, even though the object is gone.
Okay.
This is a test for everybody. So get out your pencil and paper. Here we go. it's strictly pass, no fail. So here we go. Hold the object in your hand if you like. And here we go. Discharge it. 1, 2, 3. Put me on 8, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There's somebody else who has a mink coat or something in that poor animal that died, you know? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Or maybe you're maybe a hunter, and maybe you got a bearskin rug or, you know, some antlers in one of your rooms, or the head of a deer or something. So we'll do that again here. So I want you to check out the energy of maybe something like that or another thing. I want to clear that energy away. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, it'd be interesting to do a clearing, which you could probably do on the website on the alien attack one, you know, that deals with maybe octopus. Went to a little Chinese buffet, and they had lots of them there, you know, little small octopuses. It's like, oh, God. And maybe you have ate those before. What's inside of you, you know? So, anyway, let's see if we have any comments coming in. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you so much. And, again, I'd love to have any testimonials from people and see, you know, what experiences people have had in the past or right now from the healings that Ron just did. And just to stay on the negativity clearing for a moment, Ron, could I also put in, for instance, negativity learned from my mother? Or is that not specific enough?
Yeah, that'd be a little vague. You'd want to get a
Or given.
Yeah, you probably might want to get a situation of what you know, and it might be like a mind loop pattern. She might also look at that aspect of what you're thinking about, what she gave you, what comes up all the time. That could actually be like a mind loop program. That's you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. Someone's saying, isn't marriage a dark side trap? Well, we probably don't want to comment too much on that, right, Ron?
Not really, but like I mentioned about energy, so we looked at everything as energy. And I mentioned this before, going just slightly sideways, you know, you wake up one day and all of a sudden the brand new cars come out, you know, for the next year, and you start looking at them, and one of them really excites you. And so you think you got to have that car because it's doing something to you emotionally. And then you buy the car, and now you wonder, you know, why did I buy that? My old one still worked, and you know, it's... you know, it felt great when I bought it, but now I can hear some squeaks in it, or it's not as comfortable as what it was, but it is better than my old car. But I got all this brand-new insurance to pay for, and I'm afraid to get it dinged in the parking lot, and, you know, I got all these payments on it. So you bought it for a reason. So kind of going back to, the situation is, what happens is with people and or objects, you're buying something because you like the energy. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you know what that energy is, but you will know when it's depleted. So like I have mentioned, which may push some buttons out there, you know, everybody uses everybody else. So you go into relationship, and all of a sudden you're with this person because they're giving you what you're missing inside of yourself and or what you maybe can't do, maybe a talent or something. Well, eventually they may teach you that talent. And then all of a sudden, what you really treasured that person for when you first met them, and maybe you dated for a couple of years, and they're, you know, washing your clothes for you or folding them or something, and then all of a sudden you get married, they don't do that any longer, and you learned how to do it yourself now because you had a nice mentor. And so you use them until they're all used up. Or, you know, the process would be that you learned about their energy system and how to use it for yourself. Then all of a sudden, you don't need that person any longer. And that's kind of what happens in divorces, I think, is that everybody uses everybody else until one of them says, you know, I'm depleted, and I need to get out of the relationship. And I'm sure that's just the easiest way to say it. There's always a lot of hardship that goes on and trauma and dramas, but that's kind of the situation, and that's true with the car. So if you're going to buy something like a car, and this brand new one comes out, and, you know, we have a few months to go before the new ones come out, I think, go up to the car, put your hand on it, you know, if you really like it, and say, what is this car trying to give me? So you can probably get it for free, and just kind of sit there with your hand on the car or sit inside of it and see what you're missing inside of yourself. And then after that, you just think you saved yourself all that money. And if you take the energy away from it, which is what it's radiating anyway, whatever that would be to you, you're not really stealing the energy from it. It's still going to be there. But you're able to understand what that car means to you or whatever you want to buy. And from there, you don't need it any longer because you already figured out what it was. So that's kind of what happens. And like I said, everything here is... in a sense, being used over and over again, recycled, we'll say. And also everything is basically courting. So you're actually courting that car, courting the person, et cetera. And that's kind of what's going on. And unfortunately, that's the way mind energy works. It always wants to bring you something that you believe and think that you're lacking. And then you get that temporary fix. You know, even a book that you have may do that. And then all of a sudden you get a temporary fix. I know it all now. And then all of a sudden the next pitfall comes about or another situation. And the book does not go further in its teachings or anything else. And now you're stuck because the book does not help you because you outgrew that information. And maybe even you outgrew the person that was teaching the information because you may understand more than what they know. They could be stuck in the box of them writing the book, not looking any further than that. So anyway, That's kind of what it's about. So I guess, do we do the clearing, or should we do the one now with the other section, or do we want to continue on with something else? And
well, you did object clearing. You know, since we brought up relationships, and I just wanted to say, too, you know, it began with someone saying, is that a dark side trap? And so many things, if not everything in our life on this planet is. The other thing that you talked about, people using each other, et cetera, but it's also like we're patterned. It's like I remember that I used to look at people and think, I wonder why they never got married. And I knew people that would get married and not have kids, and I think, that's so odd. Why didn't they have any children? I mean, that's judgment, and it's also just there's this cultural expectation. Things might be different in other countries. I don't know. But it's got to be somehow dark side controlled or something that we get into these patterns. So maybe you could do, you know, a quick maybe heartbreak clearing, which always feels good when you do that, heartache, heartbreak.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. So we'll do heart knots. So this is kind of neat. This is where you have like constriction, energetic constrictions there, like little knots that are keeping maybe your muscles from moving possibly or energetically or something. Could go both ways, physical and energetic. But we'll take out the first one here. Here we go. There, that one's gone, and we'll do another one here, and you might actually sense where you got it from or who gave it to you, and here we go, coming out, there, that one's out, oh man, and do another one here, okay. There we go. And here we go. There we go. Coming out. Good. There we go. So I was talking to a person this morning, oddly enough, he was talking about somehow the conversation went into how he likes to travel a lot and go places. And he says, yeah, I'd really love to get some type of camper for my kids, you know, or maybe an RV or something like that. Because I really love going camping and like to take my kids out to go camping, and they're outdoor people. He says, but geez, my wife doesn't like to do that. So that's probably a situation of, you know, for many people, you know, wanting, one person wants to do something, the other one doesn't want to do it at all. And so when he was talking about it, boy, he was really perked up and smiling. Because maybe he camped out when he was younger or something. And when he brought up his wife doesn't like to do it, he looked really sad. So, man, this is kind of the way life is here, you know. So he was possibly projecting him having a great time as a child, and he wanted to give his children that experience. But he says, my wife doesn't like to go out and rough it. She's like homebody, likes everything, you know, perfect nails and stuff. And anyway, that you could probably all kind of relate to this some way with maybe even a different situation, you know. And then all of a sudden you're kind of losing your part of your creativity. So anyway, I don't want to go into this any further because you may be going, oh, crap, you know. I know I'm on one of those things, and he's in the other room or she's in the other room, you know, so I want to keep this more lighter, you know.
Right.
But this is the way a relationship is, you know, and it's help me out, Anna. I already dug a hole. I kind of get out of the hole. Okay.
It's okay. I believe that it is possible to have good friendships and good relationships if you can try to understand the other person and not expect them to be just like you. So there are definitely good ones. Not everyone has to run out and get divorced or leave their partner. So just a reminder, as much as we really would love some testimonials about especially the negativity clearing, But also, we do have some questions. Oh, I also want to say it's Friday night, so that's paranormal night if anyone wants to call in or write in paranormal things. But we have some questions, Ron, on the CLS questions, so why don't I do those? How many space-time crashes may I do at the same time?
Oh, boy. When I first started doing them, we put the clearing up. Some people are having difficulties with doing maybe, you know, more than like four at one time. Because remember, your body's getting returned here, and your spirit's getting returned. So sometimes if you're in trauma on that timeline, you might feel a little backlash on that, but not always. But it all depends, you know, how much your body can handle. Now, some people don't really feel body energy, so they can probably do quite a bit. But then there are people that are more sensitive, I won't say real sensitive, but maybe more sensitive, and they may do a whole lot of them. And all of a sudden, they may feel, you know, maybe sick or ill or dizzy or something because there's so much going on. Remember, you're getting your energy back. So how fast is your body going to process the energy? And everybody's body energy is different. So if you had a really awful blockage created from that timeline and you start getting energy back into your body, it may be like eating food, you know? You have lots of energy. This is what I'm finding anyway. I have lots of energy. I don't feel like I'm hungry. And then I see the food, and then I start eating the food, and I think, yeah, I guess I'm hungry now. And then all of a sudden, maybe 15, 20 minutes later, I have like half the energy that I had before I even ate. I go, well, that's normal. At least for me, that's normal. And then I perk up maybe an hour and a half later. And so I look at it and I go, gee, maybe I'm living more on life force energy. And that's why I'm not really feeling hungry. And then all of a sudden I'm switching over to a different energetic system. So, which is probably more of a detriment for me. But anyway, I do a lot of eating. So I think we got to beef out there. But anyway,
yes, I think
your
so.
Body is, you know, how sensitive your body is to having energy getting returned to you, and what you may have did a whole bunch of different ones at one time, and you felt great, and then you put in a special issue, and all of a sudden you get laid flat, you know, and you go, wow, I better be a little more careful. So, but it's up to you. Normally, I just tell you to do less than what you think you can do. So let's put it that way, because your body is healing, going through a healing process. Just think if you're in surgery, you know, you're going to run out to the next day and, you know, jog around the block or something, you know? Probably not. Okay, so back to you, Kathy.
Okay, it's Ann, but that's okay. We have a caller. Hello.
Hi, Ann. Hi, Ron. This is Janice.
Hi, Janice. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
I just have a testimonial to share, but it's not about the next negativity one. We were talking about relationships, and my oldest daughter and her boyfriend they're just in turmoil all the time, it seems like. And I'll get these calls from her, and it's just like, you know, I'll drop into my heart, you know, so I don't take it on. But the other day she called, and, you know, they were, you know, going at it, and she said she was going to call me right back. So I asked my spirit to ask her spirit to do the mind to heart drop long distance. And I asked my spirit to do her boyfriend's spirit long distance, the mind to heart drop. And I thought, well, if I could get these two guys in their hearts, you know, then, you know, hopefully everything will be okay. Well, you know, she was throwing his clothes down the stairs, you know, kicking him out 1 minute, and the next minute, well, they were having makeup, you know what, after I did the mind to heart drop on them. So I just thought I'd call and share that with you. I thought it was pretty cute. But it was, to me, it was just really, really powerful because she never called me right back. But, you know, she said, oh, you should call me back the next day and said, you know, oh, everything's okay. You know, we're going to stay together. You know, we're going to try to work it out. But I just wanted to share that with you about relationships. You know, just by doing that mind-to-heart drop and getting into that heart center on how powerful that can be, you know, for all those differences that people can have between each other.
Do you think that couple has entities, Ron? It's causing them to fight like that?
I would say probably so, yeah. That would probably be what I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, do an entity clearing for them, too.
I used to be closer to them and live with them, and I usually took on their entities and cleared them, or they would, like, body hop with the shapeshifters, and definitely I thought something big was going on with them lately, because they both do service work, and they both pick them up on a daily basis. It's a daily thing between the two of them.
Are they not open to doing some of the healings themselves?
No. My oldest daughter just, you know, she knows that I'm all into it, but she's not at all, and she's just not. So, you know, I tell her that I'll put her, you know, in the be here and the now, and usually it just seems like I pick up the entities when she even calls. They just come right over the phone, and I know that I'm zapped with them. So I feel like I'm like their mediator of clearing their entities for them. But on that subject, I just watched a movie tonight that was really, really, really disturbing, and I tried to stay into my mind-to-heart here going on. You know, the only reason why I was watching it because I really liked the two characters who were playing in it, and I didn't realize how disturbing the movie was. But, Ron, I was wondering if I could get or we could get a sample clearing for, I think, after the movie, I went outside, and I threw up for, like, 10 minutes straight. I could not stop throwing up. And I don't know if they were emotional entities that came through my computer screen watching this movie, or they almost felt more of alien forms, you know, because it was filmed in the swamp, and there was, you know, alligators, and somebody was bit up by jellyfish, and there were snakes, and, you know, I just felt like I was bombarded. So are you picking up anything like that? If all that stuff was coming through watching a movie, is that possible?
You're just being triggered by the emotions of what they're doing, probably. So I would look at the main issues of what you saw happening. And since everything that you're watching is, you know, on TV or in songs is emotionally based, and see what or how that relates to you. And then do a whole bunch of timeline crashes. I'd probably do, since you threw up, I'd probably do at least 100 timeline crashes. But that's how I would look at that.
Timeline crashes on the movie?
Yeah.
Or on the issues?
On the emotions of the different scenes that you can think about right now, you know, when you were throwing up, because something triggered you to upset you. So you want to see what upset you in the movie. Find out when you were the most nervous.
Yeah, with the alligator being...
Okay.
All right. And
okay,
thank you, Jennifer. All right, thank you. Take care. And Ron, we have another caller waiting on the line. I don't know if we're through yet. Hello.
Hi, Ann. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about the film Core Align. This is a wonderful film that I would like to recommend. It's about a 10-year-old girl. She goes through a timeline, and she discovers other parents in a similar home. And there's similar parents, but they're different. And then she finds out they're nice. They give her everything she wants, but the other parents don't give her what she wants because they're busy working. They're denying her. So she's got to choose between one parent and one set of parents and the others through this timeline she's going through. So it's a very interesting movie, and in the end she gets everybody back to the peaceful garden of peace with one another, and she helps everybody and saves them from the dark forces. So I'd recommend this movie, Core Align.
Okay. What's the name of the movie again? About timelines?
Yes, about yes.
Yeah,
what's about
the,
a,
what's the name of the movie?
Coraline, Coraline.
Okay, Coraline. Is it a brand new movie out in the theaters?
It's a 4-year-old movie.
Oh, 4-year-old. Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, I looked it up because Larry mentioned it before one of our calls the other day, and it gets very high reviews, and it's animated, so it's for children. But it sounds really good. So thank you for that, Larry.
Yeah, thank you, Larry.
Okay, then I wanted to ask Ron about a stomach problem I have. I have two more things, if I could. Well, let me go to the second one first. If there is a dark spirit in somebody, what helps me, they may be playing me. But if you ask the question, what is the dark spirit telling that person? The dark spirit may be saying, oh, you don't have to call him back. You don't have to accept him. You can ignore that person. Then the dark spirit's teaching that human to play that person, but not to genuinely be a friend. Then detachment will be easier when you know what the dark spirit is telling that person. But if you're being played then and manipulated, then it's like circular thinking. You're being played, and it isn't a genuine contact with that person. Detachment would be a lot easier when you find out. And then,
yeah,
and then I want to
talk about entities stepping in.
Yeah.
Entities can do that. They can come in and change different things and cause aggravation between two people. So, yeah, that does happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, Ron, I had a question about my stomach acid problem, and it happened about a week ago. I got a bad acid problem, and it happened with this realtor, the broker's wife. I felt a very bad reaction from her, and like I was being attacked psychically, and then my immune system, and then I had this acid stomach problem. And I think she could have put a spell on me, and just because she did. And I'm wondering if you get any connection on that.
Boy, I don't know. I'd probably do something for energetic courting from the lady. You know, she could have quartered your energy system and making you feel that way. That's what I kind of pick up. But remember, everything here is entities, typically, whether it's physical, emotional body entities or alien entities. And then from there, you have a lot of energetic quartings going on. So that's the main stuff that we have here is that. So, yeah, that's life here. Life is energetic quartings.
I never met her. Yeah, okay, I understand. Okay, I'll try to do a clearing like that. I've been doing curses and spells, but maybe I'll see if that works then.
Yeah,
I'll try to work that
thank
out
you for
then.
Calling, Larry.
Yeah, thank you, Larry.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great evening.
Thank you
interesting.
Very much.
Okay, bye-bye. It's interesting that Larry brought up a movie about timelines because another listener sent an email and he said, several years ago, Ron, you introduced the term timelines into our vocabulary. Just a note, isn't it funny that the term appears everywhere now, like on Facebook, and today he saw a book and it was called The Timeline of Our Relationship. And it's true, you do hear about more in our culture. So do you think people are starting to understand and believe more about timelines?
Yeah, I think it's coming more into people's reality. I don't know where I got the name timeline at, but I was seeing how people are on a given timeline, a given way of living, okay, and all these things kind of dovetail. So if you just picture kind of like a prism. Okay, you know, I don't know how, if you put light into a prism, how it will fan out to different colors, spread out to different colors. Well, that's kind of the way the timelines are. And then everything kind of meshes together into maybe one major energy, and then it gets separated again, going off into timelines. So right now, I'm happy to be watching people. I'm in my car doing the call here. And I'm watching people walking around. And some people seem a little hazier than others. So they're on a timeline that is attempting or maybe trying to intersect onto other people's timeline. So they're kind of like duck feeling. And so each person could be on their own timeline, and then all of a sudden they get connected to other timelines, and all of a sudden this is one master timeline. So anyway, that's what I was saying, how people were being worked with. And you can actually see timelines when you go through a abduction spot if you're driving your car on a road, like on the freeway. You may feel that you yawn or feel slightly strange for about 5 minutes. And maybe your ears might pop in the process. You may actually lose track of time, that missing time, and maybe miss that off-ramp or even on-ramp that you wanted to take because you're used to driving that road all the time. So this is what kind of happens. So timelines do intersect back and forth. And so that's kind of why I brought up the word timeline. I really don't watch that much TV or have that much information because I don't do any book reading or anything. So for me, you know, the timelines are what we're looking at here, and now you're seeing people using that word a lot, and very possibly, yes, that's what's happening. So maybe we're bringing in that energy into the dark side collective consciousness, and it's being activated more. But I'm sure you're going to be seeing more timeline energies as far as the word timeline, so people can understand how they're being brought back and forth and manipulated throughout the different situations in their life. So, yeah, to just watch people like what I'm doing now, like in a parking lot, and you can see some people look like they're not even attached, but they're moving around. Some have really strong energy. Some don't have much energy at all. I was watching that on cars driving a few months ago. Maybe about a month ago. And going down the freeway, watching the cars coming to me, some cars looked like they were just a car with no energy at all in them, and another one felt solid and dense. So that means that they were dropped in, and they're just having the whole car, the person, everything else. And so that means that they're here experiencing life, but they're really probably not here. Maybe it's just an animated thing, and they're maybe kind of like a video game. So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Wow. Thank you, Ron. Excuse me. We're ending up doing a lot of talking about timelines tonight. Someone sent in some pictures of the three planets getting in alignment into a triangle. I believe that was last Sunday night. Do we still need to be timeline crashing that, Ron? You mentioned that would be a good idea last week.
Yeah, only if it's kind of affecting you right now.
Okay, so it wasn't a global thing that affected everybody necessarily.
It could have been, but remember, all you can do is affect yourself. And so, you know, by getting yourself off of the timeline of stuff coming in is what you want to do, so that you can have, and keep conscious, you know, keep your body temple sacred and whole, and to be in your body.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the whole niche of what we're doing here is to clean out your body of densities and the controlling energies that are connecting to it through portings, so you can be who you really are versus other things coming into you. That's you, Ann.
Okay, I actually heard a beep, and I think we may have another caller. Is there someone there?
Yes, hi, it's Claire.
Hi, Claire.
Can you hear me?
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, I have a couple of questions. One is kind of a paranormal question, I guess, and the other relates to my negative entity and energy attack. And that seems, Ron had thought it might take him a week to clear a few weeks ago, and it just seems to be getting worse in a way. And I'm running everything I can that I can think of to do. It's harder to function.
Well, we'll see if other people have any suggestions for that or what they have done when they've had negative situations. Maybe some people out there have been maybe attacked in the day or at night or saw things coming into their rooms and things. So if you have had that, maybe you can answer that on the fast chat and we will read that. But yeah, some people are under it more than others, and that's why we put up the alien attack page. I'm trying to see.
I'm running there.
Yeah, well, what I think I would do is try to, why don't you get on to one of the shows that we had, I believe last year, the end of the year, on the archives. You can just go, they're free on the website, you know, just go down and click on BBS Archives, you know, on the left side of the homepage there. And we talked about staying on the 2012 timeline so that the energy coming in from 2013 would not take you sideways. So I'm sure a lot of people, in fact, I've heard people even talk to me more recently that they're still on that older timeline because the new timeline has all the clones and all the new stuff coming down the pike, where the old one is going to be more of, if you were to say source energy, which maybe not be the right word to say it, but it's kind of the old program of the dark side for a long, long time, and it's not designed for cloned people. And they could be bringing in these clone energies, which could be doing the attacks also. So that's just kind of a one way I might look at that. So we'll just see if anybody else has any suggestions besides the alien attack page. Maybe somebody out there found one of the energies on that, because it's pretty extensive on that one clearing. And maybe they found one thing that really helped them out. So we'll see what we get on the fast chat.
Doing dark side, negative attack. I've been having some beeps in the room that I'm sleeping in that are not coming from anything physical that I can see, and they move. I mean, they're in different areas of the room at times, and I can't identify them. I've been running space clearings. I've been asking to be put on the CLS, the optimal timeline for me, for some time.
And what about entity clearings? Are you doing those as well, Claire?
Yes. I'm doing the negative energy. I'm doing space clearings. I've been doing timeline crashes. I'm doing everything I could think of to do.
Well, we had a question about the spirit infusions, Ron. Someone wanted to know, is it okay to go to any of the free healings or different healings and just run the spirit infusion? And I would say the answer to that is yes. But would a spirit infusion be helpful for this caller? And perhaps you could just give us a sample of some spirit infusion right now.
Yeah, okay, here we go. So spirit infusion, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now, this will only help you if you have something cleaned out of you to get more spirit with you. What you might try, Claire, and you probably have this clearing on one of them, very possibly you have some really corrupted energetic bodies. You have 108 bodies. Maybe one is really messed up, and they're coming in through that, bringing in the hologram. So you may have a couple bodies or so that are completely maybe vacant or not there or twisted, so that when you had a twisted body clearing, and I know it's on one of the bundles, I think the Body Jumpstart bundle has that in there, but you might want to look at that one. You want to talk about that, Anne, a little bit? Do you remember that clearing?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I recommend that. I'm sorry to hear you're having such a hard time, Claire. Oh, I know. Yeah, to straighten out the bodies. I'm sorry. Yeah, that a lot of people get an instant relief from that, the energetic bodies. Is it possible for you? Sometimes I think you've done that on the shows, Ron, to straighten out one body of everybody's for them.
Yeah,
is that
here we
possible
go.
To
I'll do three bodies. So we'll first do the.
Notice if you feel this, Claire.
Here we go. So one. This is only going to be. It's not complete, but it'll help you out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's one body being kind of untwisted. It's not a complete healing, like I said, because the other one's much more detailed. Here we go. Second body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And next body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do the twisted part of each body there out of these three. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Next one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the last one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So very possibly you may have something that's corrupted one of your bodies, which they may have done, and they're bringing in the energies like a vortex through that body into your room. So that's how I would look at it. Like maybe you are the energetic vortex. So thank
you. I've been doing all the intensives and the weekly calls, and I keep asking Sue for anything to be adjusted. Now, I've been using the psychic billboard and self-empowerment. And I wondered if I think you answered it, but is there any conflict in running spirit infusion while you're running another clearing program?
Oh, yeah, by all means, yeah. Put that one up and put up another page, or even have another computer or something. Just run that continuous, during your clearings. A lot of people have had great success with that. Kind of set up so that you would first run through all the clearings, and then the last step would be spirit infusion. But people have said, gee, I've had great luck just running that clearing the same time I'm doing the work on myself with the different particular clearings. So, yeah, you can run it simultaneously all the time. And it will work more when you're doing a clearing because, remember, you have to be cleaned out to have your spirit come into you. That's why we put it up. So, and do you have any comments there, Anne, on the fast chat for...
Well, yes, and we have a nice an email here for the lady suffering. So that's you, Claire. The planets and stars hit you at the same time each day and night. I currently use the combination of planet and stars clearings and timeline clearings, then a space clearing in the timeline clearing. Put in your ailment, and this combination works. Now, what exactly is the planet and stars clearing, Ron?
That one is the planet, star, and vortex clearing, I think.
Okay.
And so that's the special clearing to get rid of, or to help to get rid of the energies that are connected to you from the beyond, which you know nothing about. In fact, what I'll do is do one here for people with kidneys. So what we'll do is just focus on your kidneys, and it will take away the energetic cord from planets and stars. So here we go. One, and just see if you have some relief. Maybe your back has been hurting for a while. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And also go to the base of your tailbone, base of your spine there. Maybe you have an energetic cord there. So same thing. Here we go. One, two, three, releasing it. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. I'll do one more here, people who may have a breathing problem, and we'll deal with lungs for breathing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Release these cords. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And you may be having a problem possibly with the pollen, so we'll do like sinuses right now. Whatever makes your nose run. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Remember, these are energetic cordings that come into you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and we'll just see if anybody's had relief there. The clearing is very, very good. So thank you for calling, Claire. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Yes, Claire, thank you. Okay. Someone is asking how to reach you, Ron, and I do want to clear this up. clsquestions@yahoo.com is a website for myself and Carrie, Kathy, and Elizabeth to go to get questions for these radio shows. If you have a healing, you want to set up a healing with Ron, or you have a specific healing question, you want to send, or a message for Ron. In this case, she wants to send you a thank you, Ron. You want to send that to creationlightship@yahoo.com, and then Ron himself will get that email. And we have another timeline crash question here, Ron. How many minutes are needed when doing one timeline clearing? Ron says do 100 timeline crashes for a specific problem, but what is the best amount of minutes to have on one timeline crash?
Okay, well, we first started doing this here because it was probably brand new, number one, and people were not used to the energies. And now that I've been doing many, many samples, your body is kind of getting used to it. So initially it's set up, I think, for 15 minutes per timeline crash. So you can go less. I don't think I would go less than 5 minutes on it. You could try it less, but I would probably say 5 minutes. So instead of being 15, make it 5. And you can put up multiple screens if you like. But, you know, I probably, like I mentioned earlier, you know, I don't think I would probably do more than 4 at one time. So that means you could probably do 4 timeline crashes every 5 minutes. And just see how your body is responding to that. And everybody is different. The fact that, like I said, one person may say, yeah, well, I could do lots of these. And then you do it yourself, and you get, you go, wow, I'm getting really tired. Or maybe, you know, I just feel just not right. I have to go lay down for a while. You know, to know that you are a person that probably is more sensitive. And being more sensitive means that you could be having situations with your body that you know nothing about. And just by doing something that could be very simple would mean that you could have problems beyond your knowing. So, you know, I have some people say, yeah, I didn't know that, you know, I needed this, especially people who are doing the special self-empowerment ones. People initially put it out, they said, yeah, I don't think I have that issue. I think there's 38 issues on that page. I didn't have that, and I just did the ones that I thought I needed. And the one that I never even related to, I did that one, and they go, wow, what a difference that made in me. So remember, the darts I make completely cover up that particular issue, thinking, and they may even tell you that you're perfectly fine, you know, you don't need it. So you never know what can happen on a timeline crash. So you have to just be a little more cautious because you are coming back into your body from the beyond health. And the nice thing is that you're helping other people along with yourself. It's the only clearing on the website that you're actually helping other people because you're affecting the timelines tremendously. That's why the clouds change. So if you're doing timeline crashes and your clouds turn into ice cubes above your house or something, that's because it's taking, you know, a large energy and breaking up those timelines. So it'll look like fractured glass or ice cubes. You know, will change tremendously. So, and you're helping out, you know, everybody who's on that timeline dealing with that similar or same issue as you. And it could be different degrees of the issue, but it makes no difference. It's still the issue. So that's you, Ann. And our show's getting close to the end here, maybe a minute or two left here.
Right. And we have more comments, but that's okay. We'll get to them on the next show. Maybe Kathy will get them to tomorrow night on Saturday, the Saturday show, which is on BBS tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And since we only have that short time left, Ron, maybe you could take us, is there anything else you wanted to add? And then maybe you could take us out with a mind to heart drop.
Sure, we'll do that. And hopefully there's some information, you know, on the fast chat that could help out some of the callers tonight. So here we go. Doing the mind to heart drop, commanding your spirit to take your awakening thoughts and bringing them into your heart center. Remember, thoughts are judgment. So here we go, dropping down to become peaceful. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards, commanding your spirit to do so. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, thank you. Thank you, Ann, and we'll see you tomorrow. And we'll go to the light ship tomorrow and also have a birthday party. So,
great. Thank you, Ron.
And we'll go tomorrow night. Okay, blessings. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.